Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
How you going there, Rob?
Oh, I'm going very well, thank you.
What's on the cards?
I can't stop thinking about Bad Pun Wednesday.
We can get you another segment if you wanted.
We can make it happen, Rob.
I don't want to lose the Mind Trench, though.
Oh, no. I just think it's really good. Right. Pavlovian effect.
What is that?
I've got to thank the listener for this.
So did you, I just want to clarify, did you slightly know what it was?
Yeah, that's why I wrote down something to do with dogs, food and bells.
I quite like that. That sounds like a riddle.
You've never heard of it before?
No.
Well, this is going to...
It's going to blow my mind, is it?
Because it's not only that, it's what we ended up with. Right. It's a classical conditioning which refers to a learning procedure in which a biological potent stimulus, say food...
Yes.
...is paired with a previously neutral stimulus, say a bell.
What?
Okay.
Right.
Paired together.
Please don't ask me. I'm going to sound really intelligent with this, but a lot of it, 70%, I don't really know what
we're talking about.
Right, Ivan Pavlov was a Russian psychologist, best known for his work with classical conditioning in 1904. In his famous experiments that he conducted with his dogs, which were all sorts, I checked that out.
All sorts of dogs. Oh, bitsits.
Yeah, so which was really good.
Bitsits everything.
That was really good.
Pavlov found that objects or events could trigger a conditioning response. The experiment began with Pavlov demonstrating how the presence of a bowl of dog food, which is a stimulus, will trigger an unconditioned response, which is salivation.
Okay, yeah. Right. So that one makes sense to me. Got that.
But Pavlov noticed that the dog started to associate his lab assistants with the food, because they'd walk in with the food. Right?
I think my cat does that with dinner and breakfast.
Kenny.
Yeah.
This was an important scientific discovery, apparently.
So the dog would start like salivating when the lab assistant came in. Okay.
So Pavlov then designed an experiment using a bell as a neutral stimulus. As he gave the food to his dogs, he rang a little bell. Then after repeating the procedure, he tried ringing the bell without providing the food.
You guys need to see Rob's gestures.
And they still salivated.
Yeah.
So it kind of like, it becomes like a trigger.
So it's a new conditioning response in the dogs.
Wow.
Right,
so technically this could be related to cake, as we were talking about before.
Something else like that. A bloke used to switch the light on and ring a bell, and then he'd look in the mirror and his eyes would get bigger.
What? Is this the same thing?
No, this is something very similar, and he did it for weeks, and then he went bang like that with a bell, and then his eyes got bigger.
Like the pupils dilated?
When the light comes, his eyes got smaller.
Oh,
which
wild.
Is really good. Okay, in response, such a reflex was... Okay, Pavlovian theory is the response that some... Then it's gone further now.
Yeah.
Right, and... the Pavlovian theory is the response that some consumers have when they hear the word sale. It can generate an urge to shop even though they don't really want to.
This is
when it gets really, really
marketing.
Devious.
This is like my marketing class.
Yeah, the theory can also work with specific brands. A consumer may start associating a brand or a name of a product with a turn over the page, a certain perception after repeated marketing efforts, and the experience with a brand or product. Coke is a classic example, right?
Okay, so how is that a classic example?
Well, their technique successfully for years, they marketed their marketing campaigns associate various activities and environmental factors like sport, dehydration and heat with
like
the product.
Those ads where they're like all swimming and like bouncing on bouncy castles.
Or like in a random
like
desert and then there's like one
these
shop
activities
and the shop
and
sells
factors
Coke.
Make people really, really thirsty. As consumers receive verified experience with brands, a conditioning response is possible. Automatic thirst when seeing a Coke bottle, they just love it. My conditioning response is to switch ads off.
I'd like to know how long like a repetitive thing has to happen before you get that conditioned response.
Maybe I should look at that.
It's interesting because with dogs, it's kind of like we have a big dog who's like a working dog, so he picks up tricks and games really quickly.
Okay.
But he also gets quite bored of them really quickly
though,
too.
He hasn't got a job in an office. Or,
yeah, no, okay. No, he's not very good with computers.
So puns were just...
They're just flying out the door today. But, you know, he gets quite bored of tricks as well, but yeah. I've noticed certain things too, like the funny little sound of like the postcard and yeah. things like that. They drive him mad.
But I think it works,
you know?
Subliminally with all of us, really, when, yeah. you, when you think about it. It's just...
Because it can work in the reverse when people have, bad experiences.
Yeah.
And is then you, like you associate a product or a thing or a song.
I had acupuncture the other day, but I had it years ago and it really, really hurt and I didn't want to go.
Mm. Is
but
even like a song, like if a bad event happens and there's a song playing and then you won't want to listen
to that song
or whatever. Okay. Maybe that's not the same thing.
It seems related though. What I want to know is the sort of like Pavlovian response the same thing as kind of like hypnosis, you know, how people like hypnotize you out of wanting to smoke and stuff like that. Yeah. Is it a similar sort
of thing? I think it must be. Yeah. It's playing with your mind.
It's crazy.
So thanks, Coke.
Because it's like that that the snow path thing in the brain. Have you heard about that?
No.
Where like pathways that you have that you go, if you go down them all the time or do the same thing, like habits,
yeah,
like smoking would be one. It's been like compared to by neuroscientists as like a snowy path that you keep going through. So you'll always kind of go back to that snowy path that you've merged rather than taking a different route.
Plowing through the snow.
Yeah.
You've already cleared a path.
So if you condition that path enough times, maybe that's...
I suppose in as well, when they advertise, they always advertise food stuff at night. You know, like takeaways. So it's... It's hungry for dinner. It's
Let
sort of clever and scary at the same time.
Yeah,
cleverly scary.
But then it's like that's kind of like they've taken something they've figured out with the bell, and
so we are just as bad as dogs and dog food.
Someone's texted in to say there was a show called The Dog Whisperer. I used to love The Dog Whisperer. I haven't watched it for years. And
American geezer.
Yeah, that guy. He's incredible. What's his name? Caesar Milan. Yeah. That's the one. Caesar Milan, The Dog Whisperer. And it's based on an older form of dog training. Nowadays, you use positive reinforcement of ask and then you give a reward as practiced of like giving a treat as a reward. Yeah. It's a funny one. We had friends as well who had a dog who... They had like a special name. They'd trained it with a special name, and when it heard that special name, it knew it was going to get food, which I thought was really counterintuitive because then whenever they just used its normal name, it just didn't really do anything. So it's like, well, I'm not going to get food if I don't do this. And then when they'd use its special name, it would come and like, you know.
So we're trying
be
to
good.
Train our flat cat at the moment to use a cat flap, and we've been using treats and toys.
What, the other side?
Yeah.
Is it working?
Yeah. But what happens when we move the food back? I don't know.
Can't. He gives
no,
up.
He'll just
he
get used to
anymore.
It. He'll get used to it. It's conditioning, isn't it?
Yeah. But then if you take the food away, does that remove the
Well, that's what they're saying. They rang the bell and it's still...
Kenny does strike me as the kind of cat that if he can make you do
Kenny.
It for him, he'll do it.
Oh, what a cool name cat. I like that.
Well, I enjoyed
He's
that one
stubborn,
this morning, Rob, the Pavlovian
effect.
So
just like next time you watch ads, just have a think about it and don't do it. If they say, are you hungry? Go, no, I'm not.
No, I'm not. Thank you very much. Rob warned me about this.
Exactly. Exactly.
If you would like to have something investigated by your very own private investigator, Rob Bollocks, he will do that for you if you text it in to 5395. We've already had a couple of suggestions come in this morning, but keep them going. And
thanks for that. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, we do. And you chuck them in your big catalogue.
That, that's evil.
Yeah, it is.
Advertising
so,
like that.
There you go.
Yeah, it's not great. But we're all suckers for it. That's the worst thing as well. We all think we're above it, and then we're not really, are we? But keep them coming in. 5395 for Rob. We'd love to hear more spooky suggestions.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
Certainly was, and we will be back.